With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Writer, lecturer, feminist, she is Gloria Steinem. A collection of her writing, Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions, is out in paperback. Steinem was born in Toledo, Ohio, to an unstable mother and an independent father.
He had two points of pride. He never wore a hat and he never had a job, by which he meant that he was always his own boss and he didn't bow to convention.
Steinem's mother was a newspaper reporter who wrote under a man's name and was Sunday editor of the Toledo Blade. But Steinem's mother gave up her career to follow her husband's dream of opening a summer resort in Michigan.
Her influence on me is more in the absence of her accomplishment and what she could have been than in its presence. For many years she was an invalid. She was very depressed and I suppose somewhat physically ill, but mostly mentally ill.
Gloria Steinem is a founder of Ms. Magazine, which publisher Clay Felker agreed to debut as an insert in New York Magazine. Ms. took off with the feminist movement. With her new prominence, Gloria Steinem a few years ago returned to her hometown of Toledo, where some people had been left behind in the feminist wake.
When I was on television, one of the few, you know, kind of hostile people that you always get, called up after the television show and referred to me as a slut from East Toledo. Now, if somebody called me that when I was living there, I would have just killed myself with shame, you know. But I suddenly realized it was really a terrific thing to be. I wouldn't mind having it on my tombstone, a slut from East Toledo.
Gloria Steinem, author of Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After more than 20 years on the feminist scene, Gloria Steinem's first book, Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions, a collection of her writing, was published in 1983 and is now in paperback. The book begins with Steinem's classic account of her guise as a playboy bunny.
It was what you might call a career error of gigantic proportions. The minute I wrote this, then suddenly all the suggested assignments I got were that I should pretend to be a hooker on 42nd Street or I should commit myself to a mental institution.
As a child, Ohio-born Gloria Steinem had little inkling of her future.
I wanted to get out of Toledo. That was clear to me. I ate, slept, and breathed getting out of Toledo, and the only way I thought I was going to do it was by being part of show business.
Steinem entered the Ted Mack Amateur Hour in the hopes of tap dancing her way out of Toledo, but it was Smith College and a two-year stint in India that led to a job on Mad and Help magazines.
I was a gopher, a writer, a caller-up of celebrities to get them on the cover, arranger of photography sessions.
Steinem's magazine contacts led to some freelance articles.
My first signed published article was in Esquire, and it was called Betty Coed and the Contraceptive Revolution or something. I don't know. It was an early article about the contraceptive pill and its social impact.
Steinem says she earned between $2,000 and $3,000 during her first year as a freelance writer and spent many nights sleeping on the floors of her friends, but she discovered something that helped her career.
Much of the success of a woman freelancer depends on staying out of the office. Because once you get into the office, they start asking you to answer the phone and do their typing.
Gloria Steinem. She wrote Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.